All right. So tonight we're starting with an idea about Chanukah. So the Gemara, you know, states on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Tanu Rabbanan Mitzvahs Chanukah, Ner Ishu Beiso. So this, just this wording of Ner Ishu Beiso, of course, the subject of a number of discussions. What does it mean, Ner Ishu Beiso? So, for example, when the Gemara talks about when you go to an Aksanya, when you're not home, you're going to somebody else's home. Is there a chiyuv for the Gavra to light candles? And the only way he can be Mekayim the chiyuv is because if he has a house? Or is it that the house has a chiyuv to light candles? Right, those are the two understandings here. So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ishu Beiso. One of the ideas I want to discuss is, why should it be? Usually every din, you know, there's a din in the Gavra to do a mitzvah. Or this is purely is a mitzvah on the chetzah, like a mezuzah. The question is why? Why didn't we just simply create the mitzvah? Is that every Gavra has the obligation to light candles. That's it. Right, wherever it is, so you want to say every Gavra has to light the candles. Of course, you can't just light it. Maybe you can't just light it outside. Maybe you have to have a bias. So why is there this duality of chiyuv? Vamahadran, and we know, how do you do it? One, you have to light one candle each night. Vamahadran ner l'chol echav echad. And what is mahadran? You're lighting a ner for each and every person, or each and every person. Vamahadran nahadran, beishamay omrim, yom rishon, madlik shmona, mikan veilach, poseach maholach. So there you go by every day, you go from 8 and go down to 1. And Machlokas and Beis Hillel says, no, Yom Rishon, Madlik Achas, Mikan V'Eilech Mosav. Okay. So Tosos understands what is a Mahadran and a Mahadran. Tosos is bothered by, since the people outside are going to look and say, I don't know, what night is this? Nira L'ri, the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Lo Kimi, Ela Aner Ishu Beiso. Shekein Yesh Yoser Hider, the Ika Hekera. There's a great hikar. When everyone realizes what's going on, kishem mosav aholech o mechaser shehu kineged yomim hanichnasen o hayotzim. The Rebbe explained what is the machlokas between them. Is there a din of giving greater shevach, greater hodah each one, or is it saving from a tsar? You know, really, that's what that's how Beis Shammai understands it. That each day became less and less of a worry, or less and less from the evil. But if you light a candle for every people, every person in the house, Yosef, no one's going to realize. What do I know that? You know, you have 5 people in the house. So you have 5, 10, 15. No one's going to understand that you're going up in number. So just figure that. That's about the people that you have in the house. Some houses have 5, some have 15. So the halacha was brought down. The Rambam disagrees with the Tosos, and the Rambam writes, "Kama neiros hu madlik b'chanukah." On page 2, "Misvasa shehiyeh kol bayis v'bayis madlik ner echon, beishu anshei habayis merubim bein shelo hayabo ela adam echon." That every house lights one candle. That's the ikur halacha. V'mahader es hamitzvah madlik neiros kiminyan anshei habayis ner lechol echon v'echon. Bein anashim, bein anashim. And what is a mahader? You light for each and every individual in the house, including women. But based on this thing of bein anashim, the Rav, it's very interesting, the Rav, as opposed to Rabbi Kalima, the Rav held that a woman should light candles. Rabbi Kalima felt that the wife should not light candles, she's yotzei with the husband. The next halacha, Kesad, Harisha Hayu, Anshe Habay Sasar, if you have 10 people, Belaila Harisha Madlik Asar and Nero, so Belel Sheni Esrim, Ubelel Shlishi Shloshim, Anshe Nimsa Madlik Belel Shemini Shmonim Neros. Minhag Pashit, but the Pashit of Minhag is Bechol Irenu, Besvard. She'll call Anshei HaBayis, all the people in the Bayis, Madlik in Ner Echad Belaila Rishon, Umosifim Beholchin Ner Bechol Laila, Anshei Nimta Madlik Belel Shemini Shmona Neiros, Bein Shu Anshei HaBayis Merubim, Bein Shu Adam Echad. See here, what is the Minhag Pashut? The Minhag Pashut is, Then here it says, call on Sheha by everyone, all the people of the house. But you see, the Lashon of the Rambam doesn't seem to have like we do it. The Ramah is the one who really creates our minhag, is that everyone in the house lights. Right? Everyone in the house lights. That's we look at the Shulchan Aruch. On Peshir, Kamen Neiros, Madhik B'Layla Rishon, Madhik Echa Mikan V'Elach, Mosa V'Holach, Echa B'Cholayla, Ad Shebele Lachron, Yushmona, etc., etc. And the Ramah says, V'Yeshom D'Kol Echa Mibnei Habayis Yadlik. And the Ramah says, there are those, the Yeshom says, that everyone in the house should light. V'chein HaMinhag Pashat. That seems to be, that is our minhag. Everyone in the house lights candles. Of course, a number of questions which come up from this. I mean, it is a possibility. I mean, the Ramah seems to have been mechadesh. He took the Rambam, but extended it, but it made sure that every single person has should light candles. What is this halacha saying at this point? What is Ramah saying? Did he change the meaning of Ner Ishu Beso? Did he now change the thing of that Ner
Ishu? Beso would also be his family, not only his house.
Well, Ner Ishu Beso until now has been that what the bias, you have one person who lights, or one person lights connected all of them. All of a sudden, the Ramah is saying Ner Ishu Beso means a noob shot that everyone in the house should start lighting. And in fact...
Beso has two meanings. It means his house and family.
Until the Ramah's time, we didn't do that. Right? According to Ramah, for the first 1,000 years, it seems that the Ramah said, Pashtun by his time, but definitely not during the Rambam, not during the time of Tosfos, sometime in the 300 years, Irving, listen, sometime in the 300 years between Tosfos and Ramah, all of a sudden the minhag changed. Question is why? It's possible, by the way, possible, simple shot. When Tosfos talks later on, when it came to the Sakana, so now we light inside the house. So it could be that literally the halacha of Ner Ishu Beso changed. There's a very minor point of the minor, I say minor, in other words, it's a minority of opinion that holds that all of a sudden became a din in the Gavra. When it was that you were having lighting the candles for Mechutzah, for everyone else to see, Rav used to like to point out that this is really the only halacha, but really the presume nisa is to the Goyim, not necessarily to Jews, but to the Goyim. The whole world should understand this. Could be be'esakana when we moved it into the house, that the nature of the halacha changed and now became a chiyuv in the Gavra. Could be a chiyuv in the Gavra, but you still had to light it in the house. So anyhow, so the question which he answers of Ner Ishu Beso, so you once Ramah has this halacha that every individual has to light. So first of all, you have the famous question of the Briska Rav. I don't understand. This is a hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah is only prevalent as long as you're doing the Maisa mitzvah. So when the father lights, and then everyone else is going to light, so how does that work? It's already after the time of the Maisa Mitzvah. How could you have a Heder Mitzvah at that point? That's number one. Number two, the questions which many of the, I'll show you as the Achronim and Poskim are asking, isn't this become a Bracha Sheni Tzricha? You're Yotzei the Mitzvah already. What do you mean that every individual is going to light in the house? Once if the father lights at 6 o'clock and the kid comes home at 6:30, or the wife comes in at 7 o'clock, everyone's just, then you're going to have a lighting at 6:30, then you have a lighting at 7? Why is it that not considered to be a bracha she'ena tzricha? So you have two questions. Number one, you have the question of how can you have a lighting.
Can you just go over the second one? Why is that a question? If it's Ner Ishu based, if each one has their own chiyuv, you're saying they don't have their own chiyuv.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is it that everyone has their own chiyuv that once the house has been makayim the mitzvah? Is it a brand new thing that everyone has their own chiyuv? Is that what we're saying at this point? It's possible. There are those who will say that it's their own. But let me ask you a question this. If you take, what's the nafkamin of that? If I say everyone has their own chiyuv, right? So you're in the city. You're coming home at 9 o'clock at night. You want to go out to eat. So you have to wait till you get home to 9 o'clock to light? Or can your wife light for you? It becomes a tremendous nafgamin. Is that what the Ramah is introducing?
And yes, how, you mean, I mean, your wife does light for you.
So I'm asking, but if you want,
is, do you light when you come home?
But I'm asking, if you're telling me that a neri shabeso now becomes that every individual is a chiyuv gavra, that means you can't be yotze with your wife lighting at home. You can't be yotze if your katan lights at home. You have to come home and light it. Moreover, when we see and we say the halacha, so the answer we'll discuss in a few minutes. When you say there is a halacha that the katan, a katan can light the candles for you in the house, and your yotze, how can that be? How is it possible that your katan can light candles? And you could be, and you're saying, that sounds to me like it's the din of beso. Not a chiyuv in gavra. And by what we say by kriyas and Megillah, we don't allow the katan to lay Megillah for me. Why do we say that? Because trade the rabbanans. So why over here is it okay for the child to do it?
And is there a thing that you would you would light without a bracha? Do we talk about that at all?
No, it could be that you're going to light that you'll light with a bracha when you come home. Maybe.
Right. Yes. There's a big difference here. We're doing Pursume Nisa. We're lighting for Pursume Nisa. So Katan can light because from outside you're still having Pursume Nisa. Chris so, Megillah.
Yeah, but you can't have a non-Jew that lights you. You're not Yosef if a non-Jew lights.
Oh, so, very good. So why is it that a katan can light?
Because the katan maybe is still if he's a bar das, he's still a b'nei bayis. So if he has the mitzvah for all the b'nei bayis to be involved with the mitzvah.
So if it's a din of the bayis, a b'nei bayis, so then the Ramah, how do you understand the Ramah that everyone has an individual chiyuv? It sounds like the Ramah is saying
anybody doesn't. The that is just hider mitzvah. The Yikar Adin, they don't really have a chiyuv, but it's hider mitzvah.
So, okay. So, if you want to say that there are those who sow, there are those who are going to say, no, you know what? It was a changing of the halacha that everyone has a chiyuv. So, you may have to line up shitas to say the shita says that everyone has a chiyuv is not going to be able to accept the other things. Or you could say, maybe it's possible. It's still okay for everyone to do a separate bracha. Let's see. The third idea we know, so we say on page four, we know this, that with this separate halacha, umadlikin mevarchin beveis hakinesis, mishum persume nisa. So there is a Rashash. Chidushei Rashash understands that what this means is that there came a time of an Esakana, they weren't able to do it outside, so there wasn't going to be a Pursume Nisa for the outside world. It could only be inside into our homes. And therefore, by the way, those halachas changed, because if you tell me there's a Pursume Nisa for people inside the house, the lighting at the time of at Shkia or Tzeis HaKuchavim is not necessarily required. If all the B'nai Bais, or for instance, you come home at 11 o'clock at night and that's when you're lighting, all of a sudden there is a possibility to light at 11 o'clock at night because who are you lighting it for? B'nai Baiso. So you would wake up the kids and say, okay, here, we're lighting candles. So one possibility, and the reason the Rosh Hashanah says, what happened? Why did we do it in shul? Since you couldn't do it. Couldn't do it to the outside world any longer. So what they were mataking, that when you came to shul, when you came to shul, they said, okay, now you're going to light candles. This way, the people inside the shul would be able to, there would be a little bit of a presume nisa into a public for the rabbim, even though this is not, it's not for the goyim, but it's for the Jews, for the rabbim. Okay, so that's possibility number one. Possibility number two, there also was different. No, we were talking that we should do it inside the shul as a basic kinesis, perhaps reminiscent of lighting Neiros in the Beis HaMikdash. And that would be very different. It's a different idea, and we're going to explore that as we get closer to Yeretzvi of what that idea perhaps is. Rav Soloveitchik explained, when do we light? We light between Mincha and Maariv. Why do we light between Mincha and Maariv? Why don't we light after Maariv per se? Right? That would make sense. Why don't you light after Maariv?
Because people won't be there. The practical reason.
It's true. It's a practical reason, and people run out right after Marav.
Don't want someone to go fulfill their chiyuv.
Oh, you're saying because people want to go home and fulfill the chiyuv. Okay. The Rav Soloveitchik explained it a little bit differently.
Shas HaNisim, not the Hadlik Nir as much as Shas HaNisim is making more of a problem. Am I right? I don't know.
What are you saying?
If you're saying Shas HaNisim in Shul, can you, and it's this month, you can really say it again when you get home.
Yeah, there's no question. You're not Yotze with your lighting in Shul. The lighting in the shul, and that's...
For Shas HaNisim. I thought that was a reason.
Yeah, for all the shul, and also, you're not Yotze with everything in shul. And it could be possibly, to say, unlike what the Ramah is saying, the Shulchan Aruch is saying for Pesum and Nisa, could be that there's a unique obligation when it comes to lighting, as a different part, a different rationale behind it, why we light in shul. So the Rav explained that part of it, and may help us understand this, part of lighting in shul, the reason why I do it's in Mincha Marav, because he held that between Mincha Marav, there's still a Shein Tzibur. It's not simply that Tzibur that is going to leave and run, but still have a Shein Tzibur. The tefillah is what brings us together as a Tzibur. So a Tzibur, he's saying, is not something you're doing in the Beis HaKnesses. It's not simply because, as the Rosh Hashanah is saying, because I couldn't do it for Pesume Nisa in the house to the outside, so we'll do it in Shul, but we're functioning as a Tzibur per se. It's another reason of why we're doing it. And that also has to be explored. So why are we doing it, L'shem Tzibur? Why all of a sudden, the halacha was Ner Ishu Beiso. That's all it was, Ner Ishu Beiso. So how does Ner Ishu Beiso, now there's a minhag on the Tzibur? Quite often there is a minute when someone is doing something biyachid, we quite often have it also that we want to do it as a tzibur. But still here is Ner Ishu Beiso seems to be on an individual, whether individual house, or one who says an individual gavra, but why all of a sudden are we all now introducing for the Beis HaKnesses?
Is it possible it's like the minhag we have about making kiddush in shul on Friday night, because at one time there were some people who actually ate in the shul and slept in the shul.
Right.
There were people who actually slept in the shul and
right. So that I mean, question. Don't definitely. That's not a question. Of course, it is a possibility, but you notice that even if you're right that it is that would be the rationale behind it. When it comes to kiddush, one second. When it comes to kiddush. So, many shuls don't make kiddush in shul. There's no reason to do it any longer. Some shuls have the minhag, some shuls don't have the minhag. Everyone, and why is it? There are no orchim anymore. We don't sleep in shul. You're not being mimkai. No one is being yotzei with your saying kiddush in shul. So we don't do it any longer. But basically, when it comes to lighting neiros, every shul does it. Every shul does it.
Is it possible that it's to be reminiscent of actually lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash?
Yes, it is. It is. And why all of a sudden are we doing that? Why are we doing that? That's exactly what I'm trying to get to. Why are we doing that on Chanukah? We don't do it on Purim because everything is chutzos.
We also have the minhag without a bracha at Shacharis, right? To light in the morning.
In the basic lit, correct. It's definitely
that was when the menorah was lit.
Exactly. It's definitely reminiscent of what we did in the Beis HaMikdash in the morning. Absolutely. So let's first get back to a number of ideas of why is it that, going back to the first question, everyone's lighting in the house. Why should it be that you're doing it over and over and over? We're not going to go through the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav's really understanding, one way of doing it, is what we do in our home, is we all light together. We all light together, so there's no completion of the mitzvah, per se, so I don't have to worry about mahadran. We all light together, one time we say the bracha together, and each one lights the candles. But without going to that, there were a number of other possibilities to see what is the thought pattern of why you could do this over and over and over. So one answer, if you look at page 5, Mutter lekros olam harbe, afa pi shekora zeh ma shekora zeh, v'chozem avarach ein bekach klum, V'yesh osrim, v'chein nehegu b'medino se'ilah, chutz m'simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, we allow. Usually we don't want to have too many Elisa Hosofas on Shabbos. But in Simchas Torah, you could go over and over and over, because Simchas Torah, shenegu laharbos b'kruim, ne'okim k'sover k'svar rishana. Why is that? The reason why we allowed to do it, because it's a great simcha. That's if we find a certain rationale behind it. There's a certain kavod. If you look at the Mahari Bruna, he discusses this. It's a very interesting shayla. Look at page 6. Chacham Reb Isaac Levi. Kishahoya Bevesi, when he was in my house, Lokana Shavala Neiris Chanukah. What are you supposed to do? When you go to somebody else's house, and you're not going to be home, so you give a pruta, you give him, and you become a shutuf, whatever that means, a shutuf, maybe shutuf in a bayah, shutuf in a neiris. V'she'altiv lama, and I asked him, why didn't you give me, you know, why don't you join him, and you give me a pruta or something? V'amar de madlikin oleho b'no beisei. He says, no, they, my children are lighting in my house. U'kashahaya beveis maharim mi'pork, Shama Sha'amar, the Marena Rabbeinu Harav Meir, and the Diring, Shalo Yadlik Bifnei Atzmo, Eli Yishab Aprite, Im Chaver, you shouldn't do that, you should join in, Im Chavero, the Eino Nasi. The Ikula Mechash Mishum Brachalu Batala. You shouldn't do what you just did. Because aren't you should worry about a Brachalu Batala? Keeping the Madaka Labaveso. Since the lighting was. Since the lighting for him in his house, va'ani t'meya lo lichavin letzeis.
Robert, we hear you. Robert Harris, we hear you loud and clear.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay.
Va'ani t'meya lo lichavin letzeis. He says, you know what I have in mind? I have in mind not to be yotze with the lighting in my house. Lo lechavin letzeis im ishto. The oz chayu b'halakas u'b'bracha. And then you chayu to do it. Now this is only, this sounds to me, what do you mean? You're not going to be yotzei with your wife? What is that saying? Is that a chiv in a bayis, a chiv in a gavra? It sounds like a chiv in a gavra. I could be yotzei through my wife lighting the candles, but I choose not to. The hakaimelon. Asara osa mitzvah achas v'echad mevarach l'kulam. Even though we know that every day, person, one guy could be yotzei everyone else, but we know every day people do it. We do this all the time. I don't want to be yotzei with somebody else. That's not a bracha batal. It's not a bracha she'en yitzricha. V'chein kosev hatosos v'ashir besuka gabi netilas lulav. The whole brachas overlev v'yisasan ve'imken gabi lulav ve'inad da'agav nafek bay. As soon as you pick it up, you yotzei. Matatzin shemechiv and shelo letzei. So what do you have in mind? You have in mind when you pick. When I pick it, one answer of Tosas and many. We turn our esrogim over. I have kavana not to be yotzei. You could do this. Vafilu mantamana mitzvahs lo boi kavana mikomakom gabe kishemechav and shelo. Even if you say you don't need kavana. But if you have a negative kavana, that was the lashon of Rabbi Gelamer, when you have a negative kavana, then you're not yotzei. Shelo lotzes, ain't a yotzei. V'Rav Isaac, heishiv li, shetziva li isha lahadaka lov, kadei laharviach, ma'osom levatol hatorach, v'lo sagi li b'tshuvot. So I don't get it. I don't understand really what's going on, he says. But he says, I'll tell you something else. I don't have a problem with saying the brachas. We owe nearly Dilma Istanis. We owe the nearer to Birchas HaTorah, Bechasar, Besimchas Torah. Call the Chavod, Einul Vatola. I don't have a problem with this whole thing. My wife can light it. I can light it. When I go home, I'm going to light it. Yes, I have a whether I say I have not morning Kavod, is not a problem. Why? It's a Birchas Kavod. He doesn't have a problem whatsoever of people lighting it over and over. And the Rebbe Kiva Eger in the same Shaila says, on the next page, the Shani Hasam Kivan de Ritzona Lehios Mil Mahadram, since you want to be, in other words, we're all part of this idea of Mahadram and a Mahadram. So what is my Kavana? Even if I say, you don't have to say, I don't want to be Yotzei. Kavanasa Shalom Letzeis B'Shel Zeh HaMadlik. I have in mind that I don't want to be Madlik Why? I'm part of the world of Mahajim and Mahadra. I want everyone to keep on lighting in the house. Umemela Mechuyuv Medina. So that's so Rabbi Kiva Eger and others are standing for the proposition that what? Everyone can keep on lighting in the house. Fine. Everyone's allowed to light. It's not a problem. Also covered. Or you want to say, it's really a Havadin. I'm not being Yotze with everyone else. It's not a Bracha Levatola. It's not a Bracha She'en Tzricha Lagufa. And they don't seem to get involved with the whole issue of the Briskarov. Okay, that's one side. I want to get back. I'm going to give a svara to this whole thing.
Why is that? The concept of the Rov Am Hadras Melach. That it's better for everybody to participate in one mitzvah, just like with Kiddush and other things.
Very good question. Very good question. And maybe the Eretz Tzvi, which doesn't answer your question, but an idea from the Eretz Tzvi, maybe we could understand more. Why is there such a pressing desire to somehow include the bias and include the gavra? Every individual should be part of this mitzvah on their own and not simply do it as Barov Am Hadras Melech. Of course it could be, and that's exactly what he said. We know it could be Barov Am Hadras Melech. I mean, you go to shul, let me ask you, Barov Am Hadras Melech, why doesn't everyone just wait? One person put on the talis, and he says the bracha of the Satei B'tzeh, and we're all Yotzei with it. You don't do that.
Because that's a mitzvah b'gufo.
That's not true. Not true.
Everybody comes at different times.
Okay, so let's say we could.
What do you do? Wait till 10:30 for the last guy to walk in before Musa.
But you could do it. You could do it, but no one would even think of doing anything like that. They're so often. Even with Lulav, a little bit, we'll do it. One guy says a bracha, and then everyone picks it up. You can be Yotzi that way. Why not? So if you look at the Zichron Shmuel, which is Shmuel Rozovsky, he wants to talk about, he said, let me understand, what's the difference between the Katan, lighting in Chanukah, and that's okay, versus Megillah. So he says, Cheresh o Katan, o Shota, Hashomei Mimena lo Yota. When it comes to Megillah, you can't be Yotze with any of these. Va'ayim ba'achron m'sha'iru, mihoa de behilchus Chanukah, Hevi mechaber beinyan ner Chanukah, gam das hayesh mishaomed de bekotin shegi lechinach yochol lahadlik, ve'ilu behilchus Megillah stam because of the lo yotza. Why is it that we make this distinction between Chanukah and Megillah? Ve'nira de yesh mokum. You understand? Notice by Chanukah we're allowing a katan to light the candles. By Megillah,
what? Covered tzibur because it.
Well, we're talking about in the house. We're talking in the house. Forget about it. Nothing to do with shul. Nothing to do with the shul. You don't know how to lay the Megillah. Your son cannot lay the Megillah for you. But he can light candles in front of the house. Why not?
Because it could be embarrassing to me that your son knows how and you don't. Okay.
The Tavol Loma Ora is a very nice answer. Okay. That's what you're quoting from the Mishnah. Bottom line is he's not allowed to do it for you. You know, Tavola Ma'ora is saying it's not nice what to have. Your wife can make Kiddush for you, right? Tavola Ma'ora. Okay, very nice. Can she be Yotzi? Yes. Can the Katan be Yotzi for Megillah? No. That's the question. Why not? V'nira di yesh makam loma d'shani ner Chanukah me'megillah. D'hine b'ner Chanukah yesh loma d'einachi yivdavka al habal habayis. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, it's not dafka that the Baal HaBayis has to do it. Shiyasa Maisa Hadlaka Be'yatma, that he has the light. Ela Tehu Chiyav Al HaBayis, Shiyud Lukbo Ayideyechon. It's a din in the Bayis. The Bayis has to have one Ner. Mibnei HaBayis, Ner Chanukah Koloshon Aram. U'mitzvasa Shiyah Kol Bayis HaBayis Madlik Ner Echon. That's the mitzvah. Again, it's a different shita than what we had before. The shita that says that the whole thing changed after because of the sakana would have to agree. I would have to come up with a difference for. Ulay afilo ayidei echad she'enim ebnei bayis tachiyav hu she'yud l'gabayis. And it's even possible now. It's so much it did in the bayis and not in the chiyav and the gavra. Who says that someone from the house has to light it? Someone else could come in. And it's not a din like in Megillah, Shomei Kaona, I'm being motzi you. This is a question that the house has to have candles lit. However, as you pointed out, a guy can't come in. He can't just light the candles. It has to be a bar chiyuva.
But a minor is not a bar chayiv.
Oh, he is chayiv midrabanan. He's chayiv midrabanan. The e lav hachi ein azeh shem hadlokas ner chanukah klal. V'nira od the masha kosu hatosus b'meseches megillah. The katan shehigia lechinach ein a motzi acherim. When it said over there that a katan is not motzi others. By Bekriyas HaMegillah, Mishun Delo Ase Trade the Rabbanans. Umosechad the Rabbanans, because there are two the Rabbanans. There's the Chiyav, and he's only, there's the Chiyav of Kriya, and it's only, he's Chayiv Mirbe Chayuva. Right? There are two. There's one that you're Chayiv to read the Megillah, and two that he's a Bar Chayuva only mid the Rabbanan. So you have Trade the Rabbanans. Ze'eno Elele Inyan Hai Klala, the Choshein Chayiv Adava, and the Moti Acherim. There, since you're being motzi somebody else, you have two. The tzorach shahamotzi yechai v'davar u'le inyan zeh shan echad the rabbanans mitrei the rabbanans, because terei rabbanans choshev ke'ena mechai legab echad the rabbanan. Or the way Rav Shechter, I remember explaining this line, he said when you have terei the rabbanans, it's as if you're not chiyev at all. So it's like it's almost like a minog ba'alma. It's almost nothing. There's no chush to it. And therefore, it doesn't work by Megillah. But here it's very different. It's not, you need not be motzi. You have to make sure there's something lit in the house. So it's one. So here are we going back to the original pshat. That's really a din in the bayi. It's not a din in the gabra. So let's turn to the Eretz Tzvi. Eretz Tzvi is not discussing this. But I think it's something, an idea of why is it this machlokas, or more of it, there seems to be diametrically opposed. It was the bias and the gavra. Why is there so much that there are two different ideas that are working simultaneously? So let's look. I made a photograph of the first page. You can see who this is. Rav Shechter wrote a sefer called the Eretz Tzvi, but the Eretz Tzvi, the first one who wrote it was Aryeh Tzvi Froma. This is Aryeh Tzvi Froma, who was one of the last Rosh Yeshivas of Yeshiva Chochmei Lublin. So he writes as follows. Hiksha HaChocham Tzvi. This is on page 10. Hiksha HaChocham Tzvi B'shalas and Shuvas Lama Hushruch L'Neis D'Shemen. Why did they have to have for the Shemen Halokaiman Lan D'Tumah Hutra B'Tzibah? The famous question. Why did we make sure that you could have had Tumah Hutra B'Tzibah? So what if the Shemen was Tameh? You could have used it. Or I'll answer to it. What is it in the fact that we're so, there's even the Havimish are trying to make that everyone should light the candles, and the Rama is saying, Minog, Pasha Minog, everyone should light the candles in the house. And why is it we're saying, yeah, and you know what, and it's not a bracha, Sheni Tzrich L'Gufa, it's not a bracha L'Batola, why is it? Nirba Hektim HaShikosav B'Sifrei HaKadoshim, D'Gemar Kaporos Yom HaKippur Hi B'Chanukah. This is very important for lawyers, we all got adjournments to Chanukah. A good attorney got adjourned to Purim, but it's just a Chanukah. But Tzoruch Bir, what does that mean? What does it mean that you got it works until Chanukah still? Hare Gemar Adin Hu B'Yom Kippur, O B'Hoshana Rabba, Emnom Nira Decholah Chato Embon LaAdam Aydechet Eitz Hadas. The whole idea. Why does man keep, what is the source of sin? Not the fact that you did the sin. What is the source of sin? Listen to how he's explaining it. It comes through the chait of the original Eitz Hadas. Begeder avera gereres avera. That, in other words, every sin is gereres another avera. In other words, you have character flaw. You have something within you. The eitz hadas, which is within us, is a causing sin after sin. V'gam delula cheta eitz hadas lahoye yetza harav sholeg. Without the eitz hadas, the yetza harawism risholida al kain bi yom kippur hadin. Who al etzem averes yom kippur goes to the maisa avera itself. Ubechanukah hadin achet eitz hadas. But Chanukah focuses not on what you did, but the very source of what causes you what you did. Who shorish kol averas? U kamod biyom kippurim dahadin al averas? Who yom kippurim hachenami Chanukah dahadin achet eitz hadas? Yesh oz kapora achet eitz hadas. It goes back even further back to yom kippur. It goes back to the source. Inyan hatuma. Hutra b'tzibur, v'chein inyan asei doch halos asei. It's a beautiful pshat of asei. Why do we say in asei doch halos asei? Like usually the explainer, Rabbi Raz always mentions asei doch halos asei. Why? Asei, first of all, is representative of ahava. Los asei is representative of yira. Asei, ahava, overriding yira. Or you could say, no, the Torah told you to do something. Simultaneously to los asei, obviously the Torah is telling you to do the asei over the los asei. He gives a very different shot. Hu mishum de'isa b'sifrei kedoshim de'b'chet eitz hadas hoya irvav tovara. What is the eitz hadas? It comes in a beautiful, beautiful shot. The eitz hadas, what is that? Is a mixture of good and evil. V'nis'arev hakol. The whole, everything becomes cloudy. V'ein shum davar ba'olam sh'yeh kulo tov b'lo taruv esra. There's nothing in this world that's 100% purely good. Every character that we have is for good and can also be used for ra, right? A person can be very stubborn. So it sounds like a very, you know, it's a wrong type of characteristic. No, if you're stubborn, you're also machmir to make sure you're never going to do something to be over a certain avera. You're always going to make sure you're going to do a mitzvah, not the avera. V'tzarech lebech b'chol dover acharubo. But usually, what do you do? Something which has a mixture of tov v'ra or isa v'heter. What do? You go by the rov. The im rova hu tov memela hu mitzvah. So if most of what it is a rov, then you do the mitzvah. V'im rova ra memela hu avera. V'alkein asei dochalos asei. It's not as binary as we said, ava over yira. Or this is what the mitzvah is, so therefore it cancels out the other side. No, even when you're doing the asay, it's almost to say the los asay is alive when you're doing the mitzvah asay. It's just that your asay has more good in it than the los asay, therefore do the asay. Beautiful. It's an unbelievable chiddush if you got to think about it. Something to really go through that in every, you know, like in every mitzvah, there's still some like something, you know, gnai inside of it. Kiven dechelke hatov rabba machelke avera. V'chein tumah hutra b'tzibur. Amnon, to hear already, can start thinking about where he's going to take us. Li asa, the achar hatikun shkevar lo tiyeh taruv v'tovara. In the future, there will not be this mixture of tovara. Be pure good. Lo tiyeh mitzvah el rak dover shekula mamash tov. Uche ein ze perisho arizal, masha mechazal ein ben David ba ele bedarsha kulo zakei o kulo chayev. We say that Mashiach, unless it's going to be barakamim, will only come in a time when we're all good or we're all at the lowest level. Yekulo chayev umisha yezakei yekulo zakei, v'haina kenirul el shelota taruvas tovara. And therefore, the Ner Chanukah, which comes on the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, Zeho Inyan Ner La'or, we use a light to give light, Levaker Ben Tov V'ra, to distinguish between good and evil. Kamo Shekosav V'Ram Evan Ezra. The Ma'ad of Laila Nikra Erev, V'Yom Nikra Boker, Mishum de Erev Perusha Erev Hatsuros. Erev is called, it's a mixture of the tsuros, of symbols, of a tsur. ubechoshech I efshe levakim, and in the choshech you can't distinguish. Uboker, but morning, perusha bikur hatzoros, establishing the separations. Hochenami or haner, chanaka romas levaker, beitov levra. The lighting of the neiros is creates the notion to understand and distinguish between tov v'ra. Sheyenivdal hatov la'atzmo v'hara la'atzmo b'li tarubas, to make a clear separation between tov and ra. Lo shayach botuma hutra b'tzibur. What you're trying to accomplish is not to simply to do, because there's a mixture, so you're going to do the robe because it's bata barov. No, to actually destroy the ra, to destroy, to make a distinction. And that's, you're not going to allow that to be, it's not enough to say hutra, tuma hutra b'tzibur. You're trying to get the destruction of the Eitz Hadas. You're focusing on Chanukah that is something unique in it, that the unique mitzvah of Chanukah is to now establish the greater level that you weren't able to establish ever before. Ki bezeh rosh yeh mevura hatov la'atzmo below taruvas ra b'klal. Oje Shlomar, and here I want to, here we can focus on what is the lighting of the candles in the Beis HaMikdash, but also in your house. Dinei shamati b'shem hagon harav kodesh achidu sharim megur, di Yisrael b'golus ein lahem kiyim raka yidei Chanukah u'Purim. We survive in Golus. Golus here means also Eretz Yisrael, everywhere, only through Chanukah and Purim. What does that mean? So look at the Shem Shmuel, and look at the because the Shem Shmuel Reinu Meshakachav, B'Shem Oved Bal Avnei Nezer V'Nevara Ata Hatama Chanukah Dover B'Ito. Now I'm going to explain what that means. Hinei Ramban Kosav Ki Iker Kiyim Mitzvus Hu BeEretz Yisrael. So interesting, Rabbi Razin, I think just mentioned it today. This Ramban Ki Iker Kiyim HaMitzvus Hu Rak BeEretz Yisrael. Almost like for practice, in other words, it's not on the same level. She says this a number of times. When you light candles, it's not simply a zecher. It's not simply a zecher to what we did in the Beis HaMikdash. It's ki'ilu hu b'mikdash. As if now you are in the Mikdash. Kamosha Kosav Harambam Papashas Baloska al Hamedrash. Shekosav Sha'om Hashem Yisparach Le'aron al Hadlokas HaMenorah B'Mikdash. It's like when the Medrash says, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Aaron, Shalachali Olam Kiyam, this is for you forever. Uperish Ramban, Dekoy al Ner Chanish and Nishar Begolas. This mitzvah that you're lighting in the base of Mikdash is going to be forever. Where? Even when we're in Golus. When you light candles, you are lighting in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Mashma b'davar, medvarav, shener Chanukah hi mitzvah yechida. It's a unique mitzvah. Shenishar lanu avodas HaMikdash. Now you're understanding, it's the lighting in the shul. The Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Ma'at. It's not simply Lefarsim Hanes. It is not simply Zecha LeMikdash, and that's why we're doing it. It's mamash the lighting in the Mikdash itself. And the Tzibur.
How did he get there? How does he get there? I mean, you know, the base of Mikdash, did anyone light the candles? Who lit the candles in the base of
Mikdash? It's true, but you know what? Quite often.
It sounds nice.
But quite often, nice. For instance.
Especially the way you say it.
I'll say it differently. Many mitzvahs changed after the Churban Habayis, which was only done in the Churban Habayis. It was only done in the Beis HaMikdash, but now you're part of it that you weren't part of before. The entire Kiddush HaChodesh that we do today was given to us that you couldn't do before. We stand up there and we're saying Mekudesh. We're now saying Mekudesh, Mekudesh, as if every single shul is a Beis Din. There are many mitzvahs that were changed that now that you no longer have a Beis HaMikdash, the ideas behind all of this, the Beis HaMikdash, cannot just be thrown out for thousands of years. It has to now be implied elsewhere. And where is it being implied elsewhere? It's being implied in every one of our homes. And the Beis HaMikdash, what we're literally doing is just as in the Beis HaMikdash, where the whole essence of a Beis Hashem is to clarify, to clearly understand the difference between Tov v'Ra. This is what's happening now in the Beis HaMikdash in our house.
Because it's the only avoda that we can do. In other words, you could say the same thing by lulav or...
Oh, wait, exactly. And listen what...
Oshanas, but the difference is that the lighting of the menorah was an avoda.
Beautiful. And wait.
We have no other avodas.
Wait, and exactly it. And he's going to pick up on that. Exactly. When you light the Ner Chanukah, Miss Oreres Ha'ara Shal Neis B'chol Shana, K'mosha Amru Shalos Anis No Tzemi Mehem Bel Zman Azeh. Okay, then go to the next. V'hinei Kol Ish Yisrael. Now he says what you're saying. What about Lulav? What about all these other mitzvahs? Yeah, in Akhenami. Hine kol ish Yisrael ro'ilo lado kol hashana. Every Jew, the entire year, he's worried. What is he worried? He has anticipation. Liyos malei gagunim umachov leiv. He's filled with desires. Akach she'en lanu ke'eso mikdash v'lo avoda. We don't have the mikdash. U'bahagia lel chanukah, but when lel chanukah comes, she'oz yesh lanu mitzvah yechida shehi me'ein avodas hamikdash. Exactly what Beryl was saying. We have one mitzvah was reminiscent of the avodas hamikdash. Roy lasos is hamitzvah hazos becheshek osam imganim ram. Yes, it's right to do it with tremendous desires. Ke'ein shenofa Yosef otzavara Yaakov aviv. Just like when Yosef fell on the tzavar of Yaakov on his neck, achrish and nifra meyosa chof beishanim, after he wasn't with him for 22 years, umachmas agugunim bechol meshach hazman shenifra meito kishenis arev, when he finally met hoye becheshek otzum v'rav kemochein, just like this, all of our desires sheyesh lanu bechol shana. Sha'anu begolus, when we are in golus. Alzeh she'ein lanu avodas beis hamikdash, we don't have the beis hamikdash. Roy she yisara cheshek zeh bahadlokas ner chanukah, shehi avodas beis hamikdash. So this avodas beis hamikdash was transformed to ner ish ubeiso. But now it's also not ner ish ubeiso. Why is there such a chiyah for every individual? What? Why would I want to? He said, yes, the bias. Vice becomes the Beis HaMikdash. And the Ner Ish is that each one of us is doing an Amaisa Avoda. The Kivin Damasha Ein Lanu Avoda B'choshan is a Gorim She Yisasa HaMitzvah B'Ner Chanaka B'Yeshes Eisem Chili Yisirut. So therefore we're doing this Maisa. Ha'ken Kol Maisa Kol Yimei Hashana Yechashu Gam Ken Lanu Ka'ovdei Avoda. Because this is the Maisa Avoda, everything else is like the Ramban was saying, is just like this, it's almost like this on a lower level, all the mitzvahs that we do outside of the Avoda, inside Eretz Yisrael, but what does it do? It makes it part of the Avoda in Eretz Yisrael.
Menachem, do you just mind, I'm sorry, do you just mind that one leap that you took, which is, just explain how is it, I see that each the bias is the Beis HaMikdash. Why is there a chiyuv for each person then? Why is there a chiyuv for equal for the wife and the child who probably didn't have, they each have their own chiyuv of avoda. Did they have the same chiyuv of avoda in the Bizman Beis HaMikdash?
So the answer is that now in Golis, I would say, now in Golis, what is the whole purpose of the lighting of the Neiros? To make a clear distinction between Tov v'Ra. That's not a Tzibur concept. That is a concept that Tzibur has to do it. But it's a Chiyuv on every Gavra. It's a Chiyuv on every individual for self-fulfillment to understand, to be Mavakev, that bin Tov v'Ra. How could you just leave it as a Shliach? There is no Shliach when it comes to Ner Chanukah. That's the whole point. There's no Shlichus. everyone has to be part of this. They themselves, it becomes a mitzvah shebagufo. Mitzvah shebagufo, either through you being a b'nei bayis, or that each one will light themselves. Just listen to the end of what he's saying. Uke'ein ma shekosu hatosvas. Lebata damim memel chashud ben bemino ben reisa. Kivin shemashem reisa. Shani mekar de eved v'kaka de v'bom lefisha eved roi lavodas tzev v'chein zvulin makabas chabiyot ki yisoscho. Kivin shegarim es halima she yisoschar kein gam yemei hashana shegarim tosef es ganun. So therefore, just like yisoschar, zvulin yisoschar, when zvulin helps yisoschar, he gets the interest, he gets the same chalek. Same too. The entire year, shegarim tosef es gagunim lahalokas nerchanika. Through our actions, through our desires, through halakas nerchanika, through doing the avoda, shehi begeder avoda, yesh lechol hamitzvah shekol hashana aleha yizeh. They attach to it. The chashav kol hashana ke'ilo over avoda b'mikdash. The last paragraph, then I'll explain it. Hinei beperik lulav hagazel, we said, hadash nivla, rov alav, when it, most of the leaves fell off. V'nishtar bo gim alim lachim ba kosher. The kosev harayved, the after kamish kosher, even if they're almost dried out. But you still have to make sure they're not dried. Kein yesh loma benidin didon. The after tumah hutra betzibur, even though you say, yes, tumah is hutra betzibur. Hainu dafka kishein tzorech rak la'atzmo. When it's only in of itself, one maisa, tumah is hutra betzibur. But when that maisa is so much more important, it's not simply what you're doing today, but it's what's the goreng to the change of an entire understanding. It's the change of the mahut of ourselves. It's the change, it's the destruction of the eitz hadas so that we can do a absolute tshuva. That has to be with perfection. Not enough to do hutra betuma. Avol ner chanukah lo lilmod al atzmai. It's not only for itself. Rak lelamed al klal kuliyot. It's for everything, for all the other mitzvahs of the year. Lahalos es kol avodas yemei hashana sheyichashvu ka avodas b'mikdash. I think, just borrowing from this idea of the Eretz, it's a very difficult idea. But I think what I'm trying to accomplish, what I'm trying to say is, why is this concept of Ner Ish Beiso? That the bias represents the Beis HaMikdash, and if the Churban of Beis HaMikdash, we have a chiyuv to convert every one of our homes into a Beis HaMikdash, through the avoda of this Ner. And the understanding of the lighting of the Chanukah Neris, it's not simply where Mekayim is, oh, this is something which happened later on. No. The Chanukah idea, and I say, what does it mean? And everything is goes, you can get your final tshuva, your final repentance, your final, you know, gzara din, the tovah comes and went on Chanukah. What does it do with Yom Kippur? Because Chanukah is the lighting of Neris of the representing an or. The or shatorah, the or of the desire of to be mevaka, to understand the difference between tov and ra. We live a life constantly of where there is an ibub of tov v'ra. We don't have a clear understanding of what is good. There's always something behind it. We say, well, maybe this, that. It's hard to understand a clear, concise understanding of pure tov. And that's the idea of Chanukah. The idea of Chanukah is to find, to create an avenue in which we're going to push away the darkness of Ra and to have a pure Tov. That's why this is the understanding that besides to have a Chiyuv of bias, of creating a Beis HaMikdash, it's impossible not to also be a Chiyuv Gavra. It can't be that one person can be Motzi with somebody else. This is a Chiyuv that's Begufa. This is a Chiyuv that every individual, each one of us, have to go through. It's an interesting idea, I think, that we're trying to accomplish, trying to say, what is the purpose of lighting Neiros, of lighting Neiros. It's not simply to recollect of what's before. We never do that. We never do a thing just as simply as, oh, this is what happened thousands of years ago. Because today is happening. That's it. Those kind of things, those are the things. That's a different kind of zechira. You notice you don't say a bracha there. That's just a remember. By the way, there was something to do.
On Rosh Hashanah, one third of the Muslims is Zichron. You make a bracha.
No, the Torah says to Zichron. You're not saying Zichron. What is Zichron over there? The Zichronos. That God remembers us. Not the remember. He remembers us now. We're living it now.
So practically, Menachem, was there ever a question where you wouldn't light and your wife would light for you and you wouldn't have to do it?
The many sheikh, in Achinami. There were some that he didn't want to do it, but absolutely, your wife can light for you. You're in the city, you're at work. I used to do it all the time when I was working in a law firm.
And
I didn't come home till 10, 11 o'clock.
You
don't light at all.
You want to light without a bracha just for fun?
Well, you could always light for fun.
I mean, like, to make you feel better.
I know. There is this feeling that I have to do it, that I have to when I get home. But if I already ate, I wouldn't light when I got home. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't light when you got home just to make you feel good, no?
I wouldn't do it because then already I was yotzei. In order for me to be yotzei the mitzvah,
he would just spin the dreidel and that would then he'd be
spin the dreidel. Good, Robert.
No, but in order for me to eat, you know, listen, if I'm working in the law firm till 11 o'clock at night and I'm first coming home, you know, I'm starving. So I said, okay, light the candles and I'll have dinner and I'll continue working. So I didn't come home at that point. Otherwise, yeah, I could be over the yotzei. You don't want to feel good. Judaism is very nice, but not if I'm going to be over nisr or of eating before doing the halakha.
So is that what lawyers do? I mean, lawyers that are working in the city.
I don't know what lawyers do in the city anymore, but yes, that's what I did.